but to strike roots in the mind, the Hesperides of good things. We shall then set a price on the unusual combination. A witty woman is a treasure. A witty beauty is a power. Has she actual beauty, actual wit, not simply a tidal material beauty that passes current any petty, pretty flippancy or staggering pretentiousness? Grant the combination, she will appear a veritable queen of her period, fit for homage, at least meriting a disposition to believe the best of her in the teeth of foul rumour. Because the well of true wit is truth itself, the gathering of the precious drops of right reason, wisdom's lightning, and no soul possessing and dispensing it can justly be a target for the world, however well-armed the world confronting her. Our temporary world, that old credulity and stone-hurling urchin in one, supposes it possible for a woman to be mentally active up to the point of spiritual clarity and also fleshly vile, a guide to life and a biter at the fruits of death, both open-mind and hypocrite. It has not yet been taught to appreciate a quality certifying to sound citizenship as authoritatively as acres of land.